ज्यादा थी, हाँ बहुत ज्यादा थी।
तुम सचमुच खुश हो ना सारा?
इतनी कि तुम सोच भी नहीं सकते।
Hi and welcome to a new episode of You Podcast. My name is Asim Birney and you are listening to our interview with Mahira Khan for Verna. For all of our new listeners, because I know whenever we have a big interview, we have a lot of new listeners coming. If you want to check out our older episodes and all our other interviews, go to youpodcasting.com/episodes or subscribe to iTunes and never miss one. We did this interview last week and Verna, just after we did the interview, it had kind of a bit of a tough week and we weren't even sure if the movie was going to be releasing in Pakistan. I hear today that it is approved and you can actually now watch it in Pakistan and it's already playing in UK and in other international areas. So I would definitely suggest you check it out. It was amazing talking to Mahira Khan. I mean, what can we say? She's so charming. She's so nice. And she's so generous with her time. I know I took some long tangents in the conversation we had. And it took her a bit aback because she wasn't expecting it. But if you've been listening to the show, you know we try to do things slightly differently. We were kind of joking. Mahira and me were joking back and forth. We even found some secret code words. Our code words was Gulab Jamun. We did have some audio issues because it was quite late in Pakistan when we spoke and she just had a nap. She was a bit tired. So I usually edit this out, but it just sounded all so sweet. I just left it in. So I hope that's okay. Shout out to @RMKFan for providing the awesome question that Mahira seemed to love. I hope you guys enjoy listening and go watch Verna in theaters playing now. Without further ado, here's my chat with the amazing Mahira Khan.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome on your podcast, Mahira.
Waalaikum assalam. Thank you so much.
It's wonderful having you on, and I think I've been already tagging you on Twitter for too many things. So I had an onslaught of likes and retweets because I'm speaking with Mahira. So do you understand how many fans you have online and in the world?
I'm beginning to. I always knew that I had like this set of fans, which were these loyal, loyal fans. Every actor will tell you that, you know, and we recognize them, and they're always there to fight your battles. They're always there to rejoice with you when you're happy. But to be very honest, it's been a recent phenomenon where I've really looked around and realized the amount of love there is. It's insane, and it sounds so cheesy, but there is no other way to put it, but I'm so grateful, Asim. Like, I've been going for promotions, and I just stand there, and sometimes I'm like, I'm constantly waiting to go, thank you. So, yeah, I'm very grateful.
Have you thought of giving your fans like a name? You know, Rihanna calls it the Navy or the Army, you know. You have the SRKans and the Akians. Have you thought of a name for your fans?
No. I haven't. I know that they have a name because of tags and all that. They call them Mahirians. And, I had a really strange and really sweet encounter. I mean, obviously, it's every day we get to meet amazing fans, but the other day I was in Lahore and this boy had traveled from his village, a little that he lives in it, for God knows how many hours and how he made it, you know, to me. And finally, like, the way he came up on stage, he was crying and all of this. And he started saying, so I said, okay, you hold on, let me finish this and I will talk to you. So I had him sit in my van and stuff like that. So when I went back, I said, yeah, let's tell him, and me and him spent some time together, like, I had him sit with me. And so he kept saying, do you understand that I am a Mahirian first, and then I am Fareed? And I was like, no, you are Fareed first. And he's like, no, I'm a Mahirian. I was like, no. And then I thought, okay, no. Right now, I can't argue with this guy because he's 17 or 18 years old. And 10 years down the line, he realized, oh my God, I actually said this once to somebody, you know? But at this point, it was, I just was like, yes, you're a Mahirian, and I love you. It was really cute. really sweet.
So when I was preparing for this interview, I was struggling a little bit because I wanted to have a lighthearted conversation with you. But on the other hand, the movie that you're making is such a, it looks like a very kind of tough watch in a way. How do you balance that as a performer, you know, where you're promoting the movie, it needs to be lighthearted so people want to come in and have a good time, but the movie itself is dealing with some very dark themes or in very, you know, interesting themes. How do you balance that?
Right. That's actually a very good question. So just to give you a little bit of an insight into what happens when, you know, when people sit and decide that how do we process, I remember sitting and there was this talk about, look, it's a serious film, and, you know, what do we even go out and say? We're standing in colleges where they just want you to, I mean, every time I go, you know, the boys come up and sing Hona Tha Pyar, the girls come up and sing Humsafar, and then they want me to, you know, bust a move on Chaturvanda or dance on Dharma with them. And but in all of that, and I told you know, my producer or director that, look, I that's fine, I have to go and I will do that, but in that somewhere we have to push for what the film is about. So we do that, and yes, it, you know, it gets a little sometimes, but what I do is I give them, it's like with kids, you know, you're like showing them the candy and you're like, but you have to listen to me first. And I always do it. I go into college and I'm like, look, I am here and I'm all yours, but this is a very important thing and you have to listen to me carefully when I talk about it, you know? So I talk about it. And what's amazing is that, you know, we are going into university, right? And these kids are aware. They're reading about these things as, which are now being talked about very, very openly. Maybe we're lucky in a way because it seems like a very, very relevant topic, especially in the last few months, you know.
Yes.
So much has happened that the theme of this film has become very relevant today, even though it's been relevant from, you know, forever now. So we are in a place where we can actually talk about it and people do listen. To answer the other part of your question, which is that, you know, will people, I mean, you called it a tough watch, and I kind of agree with you because I don't know if it's a tough watch, but I understand what you're trying to say, but it is a tough theme, you know. But I do think, Arsene, that content is king. My brother says content is kingdom. And I agree with it because, you see, a good film works, I believe at least. Of course, people want to go out there and watch, you know, fun and Halla Gulla and all of that. But then we'd be making the same kind of films all the time. Also, this film is, I believe, is entertaining. I haven't seen it as yet. I'm going to watch it with all of you guys when it comes out. But I believe that on paper it was entertaining. It was, because it's a thriller, actually. The genre is a thriller, right. You know. So I hope that people come out of it saying that it was amazing. Mm-hmm. And I hope it's not a tough watch, so that would suck.
But how was this project pitched to you? Was there a specific way in for you that you connected with the character, or was it the team that was involved and you just said yes because you know these people, you want to work with Choi Mansoor again, and you just said yes without even, you know, getting into the project too much?
Well, of course, when Choi Mansoor emailed me, and see, again, like I have been saying, like everybody knows, 6 years ago I debuted with Bol, you know. 6 years later, Vanna is coming out. So for me, when I got an email from Shreya Mansoor, it felt like, you know, it felt like my life was coming a full circle, or at least my acting career was, you know. And when he emailed me, I would love to tell you what he said, you know, because if he had emailed that one line to anybody would have said, don't give me the script, I'm ready to do it. Right. So I can't tell you what he emailed me. I hope to God one day I can say it, because And I hope the film is successful enough for me to say it. But then I asked for the script, and when I read the script, I realized that these are the lines that I want to say. You know, I want to be the actor who utters these words out. Because really, for an actor, I mean, that's all it is, right? It's the script. And I thought, oh my God, like, it has to be me. I have to say these lines that he's written. And that was it. After that, I didn't think twice. I said no to everything else that I was considering. And that was that. I started working on it last December.
As you mentioned, you know, a lot of these discussions are going on globally at the moment. And these are universal problems that are, you know, very important. But I think to be successful, you need a level of specificity. And I think in Verna, you are speaking to, you know, a Pakistani audience. And how do you make that topic go from a universal topic like, you know, rape is bad to what is happening in Pakistan or to the women in Pakistan? How do you adapt that message to the audience?
How do we adapt it? Meaning in the film or generally? Are you speaking like making people aware of it in general?
I mean in the movie specifically more. How do you address it? Because I'll be honest, you know, I'm Pakistani, but I was raised in the UK in Belgium. So I've always had kind of a distance relationship with Pakistan, where I go every other year. But I'm not, you know, I don't feel like a pakka Pakistani in a way. So, but when I see a lot of these online discussions happening, I see a lot of pushback from males in general. You know, a lot of women can't even say that they're feminist or people will just jump on them, you know. A lot of times in Pakistan, I feel that happens a lot. Maybe this is my biased view, but how do you then adapt that message to a local audience who's maybe, you know, not ready to hear your message?
So, again, good question.
I don't want to get you in trouble. I don't want to get you in trouble.
No, don't worry about that. I mean, come on. I've gotten into enough trouble. this is more trouble. But so coming back, and you know, these are important things, like you said. And I think people like us, me, you, or people who are at least exposed to such things, you know, and we read about it. We have the privilege to be exposed to such things, to be aware, and to do such films, you know, to have discussions such as these. So it's very important, actually, for us to talk about it. So coming back to what you said, now here's the thing. There is one thing which is, you know, having all these discussions on, and I know there are many. I mean, I know it happens on Facebook all the time, and I'm not on Facebook, but I know because again, sometimes I'll get tagged on Twitter, and I see stuff like that. I read articles. How do you adapt that to a film? I think only very few people have the ability to write in a way that connects to the masses, right? Mm. So something like Shreya Sab's film, which was a film, it had a very easy line in it. If you think about it, it's a very basic line, which says, "Agar kya nahi sakte, to paida kyun karte ho?" A writer friend of mine, his name is Hussain, he told me something very interesting. He said, "Dekho, love bade nahi hone chahiye, khayal bada hona chahiye." The words don't have to be big. The thought behind it has to be big. The words have to resonate with the masses, with the common man, but the thought has to be big. And that is how Shreya Mansoor writes. He writes in a way where the words are basic, they're simple. What did he try to say in Born? But bloody hell, if you do not feel them, don't have them, don't give birth to them. Simple. It's an easy thing to understand. The concept is big. And that was the thought behind it. Even in this film, there are dialogues. I mean, there are so many dialogues, you know, which are very basic, which resonate with the common man and woman. And I say man and woman because it's important to resonate with both, actually. Right? So she turns around and tells her husband that "Mese tumhari biwi nahi hu, tumse alag ek puri insaan bhi hu." Meaning, I'm not just your wife. Apart from that, I'm also a whole other person. And that's such a basic line, but the thought is very big. So when you bring in a subject like abuse or rape or power, or politics, power dynamics, all these things, or the prejudices in our society, I think it's very important not to sermonize. It's very important to keep it basic in a film, I believe, so that it's, you know, the common man, the masses in the class of sport, when they come in as an audience, understand it. And that's why, actually, I go back to what I was saying initially also. It's also very important to be entertained while you're doing that, you know?
Right.
That's why the plot is so important, the story is so important, that you're entertained while, so you're watching it and you're happy watching it while you're also understanding eventually what is trying to be told to you. So I think that is how Shereen Mansoor does it.
So, Myra, I could keep talking to you for hours on end, but I'll ask for the final question. Have you broken up with insomnia yet?
Oh my God, how do you know that?
I got sent this question by one of your fans that I have to ask. Has Myra broken up with insomnia yet? I honestly thought it was some new rapper that I hadn't heard about. But apparently...
that I'm going out with.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Or are you going to break up after this movie?
I don't mind spreading that rumor. but the thing is that I have... on Twitter, it was for years now, I've been writing these one little notes to insomnia. And I actually have insomnia. That's why I keep telling my friends, it's not funny, you know. It's chronic insomnia. I've had it for years, and it's become worse with time. But so I write these little notes, which I say, you know, I say, dear insomnia, it was lovely having you, but, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I finally said, dear insomnia, you know, it was lovely. We were in love. It was beautiful while it lasted. But now you've got to leave, you know, I'm done. And so I keep doing that, so these guys are now. But no, I have not broken up with insomnia. Insomnia is an obsessed lover and does not let go of me. And so I guess some things are meant to just stay, you know? So insomnia in my life is around. It will always just be there. It seems like. I want it to leave, though. I'm sick of it.
Thank you so much, Myra. I think, like Insomnia, we're all obsessed fan of yours. So we're very much looking forward to seeing you on screen soon. And best of luck with Varna.
Thank you so much, Arsene. Thank you. I look out for this interview. Tag me or something, and I'll look out.
Thank you, Myra. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you, Arsene. Ke phir wo saath hai jo hum safar खोया था मिला